This is James Zahn, senior editor of The Toy Book, bringing you The Toy Report for Friday, June 21st, 2019. Stop me if you think you've heard this one before. Toys R Us is plotting a comeback in the U.S. It's a headline that's been seen repeatedly in recent months, and yet the news still isn't entirely official. After emerging from bankruptcy as True Kids Brands back in February, the often-discussed revival of the famed retailer has been taking shape. Back in April, Richard Berry, president and CEO of True Kids Brands, confirmed to the New York Post that there were plans to open a handful of new stores in the U.S. for the upcoming holiday season. The new stores are expected to be around 10,000 square feet, downsized from the big box stores that Toys R Us was known for in the past. The latest rumblings have spun out of the Toy Association's annual business conference, which took place this week in Minneapolis. The general story is what we've been hearing for months, but there are three bits of information that are new. First, there may only be a half dozen stores to complement the long-expected website relaunch. Second, MGA Entertainment's Isaac Larian has decided that he will sell to the new Toys R Us, though he was previously sour on the idea. And finally, there may be a consignment model at play. As we head toward the back half of the year, this holiday season should prove to be an interesting one. As Toy World reported out of the UK earlier this week, it looks as if Party City is nixing its Toy City pop-up initiative this year. And it also seems that Go Retail Group's Toys Express stores may have quietly faded as well. While nothing is yet to be confirmed as official, this toy story is far from over. On a related note, it was 1 year ago this week that Toys R Us closed its doors in the U.S., ending its 70-year run as the world's biggest toy store. While the company continues to live on in Canada and other territories, most toy makers and consumers in the States have moved on. When True Kids Brands does get its Toys R Us revival off the ground, it will be joining everyone else in trying to capture a piece of the nearly $12 billion pie that was left behind when Jeffrey locked the doors for the last time last year. The e-commerce toy story, a new report from Profitero, crunches the numbers on where the customers have gone and provides insight into how toy makers and distributors can adapt to capture business in the Amazon-dominated marketplace. Skyrocket Toys ushered in summer and celebrated the summer solstice with the official retail launch of their new collectible doll line, Bloom. The new dolls that grow out of a flower pot through patent-pending Reveal technology were launched this morning through an influencer activation across 20 top toy YouTubers. The kids from Hawkins, Indiana will have some new rides when season 3 of the Netflix original series Stranger Things debuts on July 4th. Mongoose, a brand of Durrell Industries, collaborated with Netflix to create period-accurate bicycles for the series, including a character-specific model for Maxine Max Mayfield. Aside from appearing on screen, a replica of the bike will be available for purchase exclusively at Target beginning June 30th.
Welcome, future millionaires! Press your tokens button to join the game, and I'll put 1,500 Monopoly dollars in your account.
For the first time ever, Mr. Monopoly has a voice, and it will guide players on their quest for real estate riches.
Advance to Boardwalk.
Hasbro's Monopoly voice banking game places the iconic Mr. Monopoly into the role of banker, allowing him to control the game through an electronic lights and sounds banking unit housed in a replica of his famed top hat. Cheaters beware.
You have a get-out-of-jail-free card. Go ahead, escape, and take your turn.
Mattel's Hot Wheels brand and Nintendo are longtime collaborators, with characters from Super Mario Bros. Previously reimagined into Hot Wheels character cars, in addition to making appearances on vehicles as part of the Hot Wheels pop culture assortments. Until now, one thing missing has been the most obvious entry, and something previously held up by licensing: Mario Kart. The Hot Wheels Mario Kart Collection is an all-new range of die-cast vehicles and track sets that brings the long-running video game franchise to life by transforming the iconic karts into high-performance toy vehicles. To launch the line, an exclusive Hot Wheels Metal Mario Kart die-cast vehicle will be offered exclusively at the Mattel booth at San Diego Comic-Con. This is The Rockfather reminding you to dig deeper on these stories and more at toybook.com. Your leading source for toy industry news, commentary, and more. We know play.